Nolte, Big Box Retailers Angry Over Exploding Unacceptable Retail Theft. By John Nolte on August 23, 2023. Big box retailers like Target and Walmart are complaining about an unacceptable amount of retail theft and organized retail crime. According to the National Retail Federation's NRF, National Retail Security Survey, retail shrink was a nearly $100 billion problem for the industry as of 2021, the last year data was collected. That cost more than doubled from $45.2 billion in 2015. I can tell you that never before have I seen what I'm seeing today. David Johnston, NRF Vice President of Asset Protection and Retail Operations, told Yahoo Finance. The retailers are not crying wolf. They are highlighting a major issue out there. It's not just shoplifting, organized retail crime and employee theft have become growing concerns, according to the NRF. But at least there are no more mean tweets. And it's not just theft. Target saw, according to this report, a 120% increase in theft incidents involving violence or threats of violence in the first 5 months of 2023. Pride Month is June. So don't go believing that violence had anything to do with all the fake news about normal people causing violence over Target doing Pride Month business with groomers and Satanists. Buried in this article is the only paragraph that matters. Walmart's CEO Doug McMillon said that some jurisdictions need to take more action on retail-related crime as companies focus on the aspects of shrink they can control. Keep supporting Democrats, dummies. People only steal if they believe they can get away with it. And getting away with it falls into two categories. 1. Conditions ensure a clean getaway, and 2. Knowing that even if they are caught, nothing will happen. There's not much you can do about numero uno. Thieves seek opportunity. But there's a whole lot you can do about numero dos. And that's why retail loss exploded from $45 billion to $100 billion. If there are no consequences for being caught, you are not only encouraging thievery, you are encouraging people to become thieves. Why not? What's to stop them? Certainly not their conscience, not in a country where left-wing politicians, celebrities, academics, and media stars declare shoplifting a legitimate way to achieve equity and social justice. These retail corporations have billions and billions of dollars. Instead of using those billions to groom our kids with gay and trans propaganda, maybe they should use those billions to lobby their local politicians into serving up some equitable justice to these retail thieves. The only thing that will stop this preventable epidemic of retail theft is real and serious consequences for those who are caught. That's it. That's the only thing that works. History proves this. Everyone knows this. Not doing this is a choice. Hey, it's your call. And no skin off my nose. I live here. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.